each and every one of you here on this special day where we worship God and we celebrate our moms. And the church says, there's something special in doing both those things, right? There's nothing like worshiping God and also honoring our moms. So today we take a moment out, those who are home and are celebrating with your families at home. We pray many blessings upon you on this morning, and those who are here as well. So happy that you're here, where we take out time this morning and we just are reminded of how blessed we are to have so many wonderful moms here in our church. And many of you are spiritual moms as well. We honor our single moms, our widows, and all those that are serving their families in so many different ways. And so thankful for you hold our homes together well. And the men say, amen. Amen. Well, this morning I am excited to mention that we have a special guest speaker. And I know that the Lord is going to use her to encourage us. How many know that from the children's pastor's heart grows a yearning for all our moms as well? From the children's pastor's heart, there is a desire to bring direction to our families and lead them through God's word. So today I am honored to present the speaker this morning, our dear sister, Pastor Aris Velez.
That's the good thing about speaking, you get to take the mask off. God bless you, church. It is an honor. Thank you, honey. It is an honor and a privilege for me to stand here before you and share this reflection with you. I am not a speaker, but I am a teacher, so it's all in the same area. I want to thank my pastor, and especially Becky, because sometimes we need people to just give us that push. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that I would be here on a Sunday addressing my church. Give me the kids, I got them. I'm all over the kids, that's my thing. But you know what? I was telling the pastor when he called me that Tuesday we came to prayer, and I was asking, I've just been meditating on things, and I've been listening to podcasts and different speakers. And I told my husband, I said, I feel like the Lord is calling me to more. More, I don't know what the more is, but I know that the Lord is requiring more of me. And when the pastor called me, I said, Pastor, he's like, think about it. I said, Pastor, I'm going to tell you something. If you ask me tomorrow, I'm going to say no. So take my yes right now. And, you know, I'm going to put myself in the Lord's hand, and I'm going to be obedient, because that is part of my more. Amen. Amen. I greet the moms today. I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day, that the Lord just continue to use us to just kind of guide our families, be it the single mom, be it the grandmother, be it the father who has taken the place of a mother, that God just cover us with his grace and his mercy and his love, and that he equips us every single day with wisdom to carry forth this task in our hands. Amen. I just want to quickly say a thank you to my husband, because this has been a study week. He just held down the fort. I'd walk in, honey, I'm going upstairs, so I'm going to be at my computer. And he cooked, and he decided what we were going to eat and what we were going to do. And I just want to publicly thank him for that. This is not easy. I told the pastor, I don't know how you do this every week, but it has been just kind of out of my comfort zone. But in obedience. Amen. I am going to be talking about a mother of the Bible. Her name is Jochebed. Many of us know her as Moses' mother. And her life spoke to me this week, and I just want to share a few things about her life with you. I'm going to be reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. And the word of God reads, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There was a man from the family of Levi who decided to marry a woman from the tribe of Levi. She became pregnant and gave birth to a baby boy. The mother saw how beautiful the baby was and hid him for 3 months. She'd hid him for as long as she could. After 3 months, she made a basket and covered it with tar so that it would float. Then she put the baby in the basket and put the basket in the river in the tall grass. The baby's sister stayed and watched to see what would happen to the baby. Just then, Pharaoh's daughter went to the river to bathe. She saw the basket in the tall grass. Her servants were working beside the river, so she told one of them to get the basket. The king's daughter opened the basket and saw a baby boy. The baby was crying and she felt sorry for him. Then she noticed that it was one of the Hebrew babies. The baby's sister was still hiding. She stood and asked the king's daughter, "Do you want me to find a Hebrew woman who can nurse the baby and help him and help you care for him?" The king's daughter said, "Yes, please." So the girl went and brought the baby to his own mother. The king's daughter said to the mother, "Take the baby and feed him for me. I'll pay you to take care of him." So the woman took the baby and cared for him. I just want to share a little bit of background information. The woman that I'm going to talk about, her name is Jochebed, and most of you know her as Moses' mother, like I said previously. Jochebed had 3 children. She had Aaron, Miriam, who was the young girl that was watching on the sidelines, and the character that we're going to talk about today, Moses. Pharaoh feared that with the increasing population, his enemies were going to unite and were going to overthrow him, and he felt threatened. So he sent out a decree saying that every Hebrew baby should be killed at birth, and this applied to Moses. The title of today's message is Trust the Basket. The first thing that spoke to me regarding Jochebed is that she guarded her child. In verse 2, we read, the mother saw how beautiful the baby was, and she hid him for 3 months. Even though Moses was a baby, Jochebed nurtured him. She invested in him. She spoke truth into his life. Even though, you know, I was talking to someone, because I bounced this message off of a couple of people, said, but 3 months, that's kind of young. But what a time. I could just imagine Jochebed sitting, holding her baby and saying, you are loved. You are worthy. You have purpose. God has called you. And I imagine the time that she took to invest into her child as she molded him. His bedtime stories could have been about how faithful God had been to his people, how God had provided for them time and time again. Today, parents, more than ever, we know that we too have to guard our children. This culture just pushes children to experience things that, you know, we as adults never even heard of in our childhood. As moms and as guardians, we have been entrusted with protecting our children physically and spiritually. Unfortunately, the gap between godly and worldly values is widening, and raising our children in this generation during this time is becoming exceedingly difficult. How can we protect them from the enemy? The enemy could be anything, whatever our children are facing. How can we guard them? How can we help them when we know that there's an enemy that's trying to steal? He's just coming to destroy, and he's coming to kill our children's futures. The answer lies in making sure that we safeguard our children, that we protect them spiritually, that we protect their minds, that we protect their hearts. Deuteronomy 6:4-9 says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments I give you today, are to be placed in your heart. Impress them on your children. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on your door frames of your house and on your gates. In other words, When we sit with our children, we're going to teach them. Take those times. You know, our kids go through things. Bring them back to the Word. What does the Word have to say about what's happening right now? When we lay down at night, pray with them, right? A Bible reading for our children. When they get up, we teach them as well. No matter what they're going through, we have to bring them back to what God's Word says, because we know that the Word of God, no matter what they're going through, is what's going to keep them grounded. We know a lot of people that, for some reason or another, they backslide, and they always, in the back of their mind, they remember the Word of God, right? The Word of God will always, always sustain you in your time of need. How can we keep God's Word in the front and center of our lives, right? Our children should see God. Our children should hear God. Our children should know what it is to love God, to have a relationship with God from us. We are their role models. They don't do what we say, they do what they see, right? Some of the times, you know, it can't be because I said so. It's because, you know what? I'm doing this because I once observed my mom. I have to give honor to my mom. I know she's watching. I called her and I asked her to cover me in prayer today. And I am the person that I am. I am the mom that I am. I am the wife that I am. I am the human being that I am because of my mom. My mom took time. My mom was about the Lord. One of those old school moms. You don't stay home because you don't feel well. You'll be healed at church. Don't worry. It's okay. That was my mom. You didn't stay home for, oh, because it's raining. It's all right. Grab an umbrella. We'll be okay. And I came from that. And I'm just so grateful to her, because the best testimony that I have is that I've served the Lord all my life. That is an awesome testimony. I don't know what it is to be in the world. I don't know what it is to party. I don't know any of that. And any time that you want to, for me, that I felt like, well, I heard my mom, right? We know my mom through the Holy Spirit telling me, be careful. Be careful. You know, like you feel your mom's presence wherever you are when you're trying to do the things that don't honor God. And again, like I said, I just want to thank her, and I love you so much. I know that she's watching. And moms are just amazing people. We have to take that time to just pour into our kids. Like I said before, no matter what it is, what situation, you're out to McDonald's, you know, speak to your children. I thank God for this other opportunity. As many of you know, we sold our house and we moved. My son doesn't get a bus because we moved. We live too close, according to them. I don't think so, but they said that we live too close. But I thank God for the time that I have with my son in the car, because he knows that he gets in my car and we're listening to some kind of podcast, you know, and we get to, you know, have small conversations, because my son Nicholas is not a conversationalist. He's very quiet, but, you know, we get to, you know, I get to kind of tap into him and see where he is, you know, in his walk, right? And I thank God for that opportunity. The second thing that I observe from Jochebed's life is that we can trust God with the things that matter to us, and that includes our kids. We can trust God. Verse 3 says, after 3 months, she made a basket and covered it in tar so that it would float. Then she put the baby in the basket and the basket in the river. After 3 months, Jochebed knew that the time had come. She had to release her child. And many of us moms can relate. First time to kindergarten, you're sending your child off to college. And we went through that. We sent Caitlin off to Boston. And we were like, oh my God, she's far away. If she needs us, what's going to happen? And we worry as parents, right? Back to Jochebed, she finds herself just like us in a heart-wrenching situation. Do I leave my son here or do I release him, right? Do I release him to that river that there's no guarantee? There is no guarantee that he's going to be okay. But in obedience, right? In obedience, she said, you know what? God, I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to send him out. There comes a time, like I said, that we have to send them off. But letting go I'm not going to kid you. Letting go of our children is not easy. Like I said, my husband and I went through that, and that ride in the car was quiet. When the first day that we left her in Boston, oh my goodness, it was a quiet ride. There was a lot of crying. There was a lot of like, did we do the right thing? Is she going to be okay? Have we as parents done enough? Right? What are the influences that are going to come into her life? What kind of people is she going to meet? And we worried. But the word of God is oh so comforting, because the Lord tells us in Philippians 4, 6 through 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition and thanksgiving, present your request to God. And in the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. God wants us to trust him with the things that matter the most to us. Trust him with your children. Trust the basket, right? The basket is the preparation that you have invested in your children. The word also says, train up your child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart. When we send our kids off into that river called life, we have to trust that the time we invested in them, the time that we shared with them, the time that we lived by example made an impact in their lives. Once we place our children in that basket, we have to say, Lord, we are sending them and we are trusting that they are in your hands and you are going to care for them. I can't be there, Lord, but you're there. Remind them, God, that you love them. Whenever they're going through whatever it is that they're going through, be with them, guide them, bring people around them that are going to lift them up when they're discouraged, friends that are going to speak positivity into their life. Again, I just want to remind you that our responsibility to our children is to teach them, is to invest into them, is to mold them through discipline and practice. And because we have been intentional with guarding our children, with teaching them, with molding them, with investing in them, we can rest assured that no matter what they face, no matter what they go through in this river called life, the basket that we prepared for them, the basket that we placed them in, will sustain them. Amen, right? We also see in verse 7, this is my final lesson that I was able to extract, that God makes provisions, right? In verse 7, the baby's sister was still hiding. She stood and asked the king's daughter, do you want me to find a Hebrew woman who can nurse the baby and take care of him? God made a way for Jochebed, the child's own mother. How awesome is God? How awesome is he that he knew that she, in her obedience, followed. She put her baby in the basket like, you know, she had planned to, but then God rewarded her. God said, you know, you have been obedient and I'm going to reward you. God, she was able to take care of her own child. After 3 years, she, you know, the story says that she had to let him go. But again, I go back to the 3 years that she had him, investing, pouring into him, speaking into his life, right? And God just allowed her that awesome gift, because we know that the story further says that Moses went to learn under Egyptian rulers, and she wanted to just make sure, before anybody comes to deceive you, before anybody comes to tell you this truth or that truth, let me be the one to tell you exactly what the word of God says for your life. Amen. And God makes provisions. He knows our heart. He made a way for Moses to continue to be educated in Hebrew traditions, protected and further molded by his own mother. God is oh so, so good. To the moms and the guardians, if you find yourself in a place where you feel uneasy regarding the protection of your children, I want to remind you that God sees them. God sees them in the water. God sees them in that river, like I said, in that river called life. you have placed them, you have trusted your child to God, they are prepared. They are prepared because of the investment that you made into their lives. This word should bring us comfort and peace to know that God watches over our precious children and that he places a hedge of protection around them and he will not let them go. Amen. I just want to thank you for allowing me to share today. I am not very winded, but I hope and I pray that you were able to glean something from here. As your children's pastor, I just want to let you know that I am here to partner with you, not just in the spiritual, in the academic, in whatever it is that you need me for, I am available to you. If I don't know the answer, I will find it. Keep me in your prayers. I am super excited for all the things that God is doing through our children downstairs. They are just loving the new space, and we and the team are pouring into their lives. And I saw the girls dancing here, and I remember when it was Rachel, and it was Caitlin, and it was Eden. They were the ones that were here, and our church is such an awesome place that we have continued. The next generation quickly stepped up behind them, and they are now carrying the torch of worship through dance. Like I said, we are here for you. Keep us in prayer so that God just continues to give me wisdom and give me insight so that I can continue to love on your children, so that I can continue to just help them in the walk with the Lord. Amen. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are so blessed to have Pastor Aris Velez as our children's pastor here at Elohim Christian Church. How many can give the Lord a hand clap for her life, for her passion, for her energy? I mean, she has energy, Aris. I wish I had half the energy that she does. And we are so blessed to have her. And I so enjoyed her sermon, and those principles that she extracted for each and every one of us are so true. Are so true. And we have to trust God so that we can see his word be fulfilled in our children's life. We have to know that the tough times will not be forever, right? The difficulties don't last a lifetime. God helps us, and let us stay faithful. Let us persevere as moms, as dads, as parents to invest in our children's life. I heard this one time, and I always say, and we have a missionary with us, later we'll present him, but our first mission field is in our home. Our first mission field is with our children, so that they can know, and we need to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them so that they can know and the God who created them and the God who loves them. So we want to pray for all the moms in this day. Let us rise to our feet and let us take a moment for prayer. If you're next to a mom with you, you want to just within your own group, amen, pray for them. We want to pray that the Lord continue to bless our mothers, that the Lord continue to strengthen them, that the Lord continue to give them wisdom. So our single mothers who've done an amazing, phenomenal job. We have a few in our congregation that we love so much, and we honor them in this day. Those families, like Sister Addie said, that the father takes on the responsibility of raising the children. Let us pray. Let us pray for our own mothers, our grandmothers, our spiritual mothers. Let us pray for those in our congregation who are constantly praying for us, that the Lord continue to bless them. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before your presence in the name of Jesus. Just thanking you, Father God, first and foremost, for this beautiful day that you have given us, Lord, for the opportunity, Lord, and the great privilege we have in uniting together, Lord God, as a family in this place, Lord God, as we worship you, as we honor you, as we give you all the glory and the honor, Lord, we thank you for the mothers, Lord God. We pray your hand upon each and every one of their lives, Father. I pray, Lord God, that you give us a spirit of perseverance. Lord God, that your everlasting hope be what leads us and guides us, Lord. Surround us with your love, Lord. Give us wisdom that we would dwell that we will dwell, Lord, in your word, that we would have the wisdom to teach and admonish our children, Lord God. I thank you for each and every mother who daily sacrifices for her children, for her family, Father God. A special blessing we pray in the name of Jesus upon them, Lord God. Every family represented, Lord God. Every person here, Lord God, from the least to the greatest, the youngest to the eldest, Lord God, that your spirit, Lord God, would dwell, would continue to lead us, Lord God, and that this church, this house, Lord God, would be a place, Lord God, that honors you, Lord God, and honors our families, and honors our singles, and honors our single moms, Lord God, in all that we do, and all that we are, that we would give you all the glory and all the honor. I thank you, Father. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Adi's heart, Lord God, and sharing with us this today, Lord. Thank you for the good work, Lord God, that you are doing among us. We pray in Jesus' name, and the church says, amen and amen. God bless you all. God keep you. Praise the Lord. You may be seated a few minutes, and I'm going to invite our sister Marilyn to come
forward. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this sermon. We pray it blesses and encourages your life.